This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Resource Centre. My name is Audrey Raj. It is the last Tuesday of the month, and you know what that means. The guys from Open Minds Resources are back with us to share the latest marketing updates in the digital world. So in the studio with me today is co-founder of Open Minds, Jan Wong, and social media consultant at Open Minds, Celine Ting. Welcome back, guys.
Hello.
Hi. Good to be back. Happy to be here.
Okay, so what do we have in store today?
I think we have quite a number of updates today. We'll be talking a little bit on Facebook, some of the new features. We'll be also looking at Pinterest, which is rarely talked about.
Yeah, I've never done Pinterest on the show with you guys before.
Yes, yeah, I think this time is one of the first few ones, I think. And we thought that there was a few interesting updates on Pinterest. But there's quite a big update on Instagram regarding Instagram's algorithm because there's a lot of talks around it. So these are the few things we'll be focusing on today's show.
All right, but we're going to start off with Facebook, right,
yes.
Celine?
Yes, everyone's favorite social media platform. So yeah, Facebook is actually testing out a branded market searching engine to actually bridge the gap between marketers and creators.
Okay.
So social media influencers, content creators, all those people. They're trying to bridge the gap between advertisers, marketers, and those people. So what happens is that the new tool allows businesses to actually search for content creators and find content creators that actually suit their brand. So content creators can create a Facebook page or a page that actually includes all their information, how many people are following them, who are their followers, what kind of engagement rates they get, you know, who are their followers.
And so then, it's like an information or a profile page for influencers.
Yes, and then what businesses can do is that if, let's say, the businesses want to look for someone who is targeting the older market, they can actually look for things like that. So they want to target Malaysia, they want to target Singapore, specific countries, they're looking for specific gender, specific interests, even life event relationship status. So businesses can actually look it up, and then they can find potential content creators that suit their product.
Right. So yeah. I guess Facebook has realized the strength in influencer marketing, and now they're moving on these updates to capitalize on this.
Yeah, so they feel like, you know, advertisements nowadays, people might feel a little bit
turned off
by it, but so they feel that content creators or influencers actually give a more authentic, you know,
means of advertising.
Yeah, because they already know who their audience are. They've been working in this industry for a while. They know what kind of audience they're building, what content their audience actually relate to better. So the content creators actually know what kind of advertisement or what kind of posts or pictures or videos to create in order to, you know, relate to their audience.
So this is essentially, this update is a search engine, right?
Yeah.
So you can just say I want to search for Lily Pons.
Yes.
So I could just go in and type her name and I will get...
Yes and no. So you can do that. But also at the same time, if let's say you don't know which influencers do what or are popular in which countries or what kind of percentage their engagement rates are and all those things, you can actually just put in all this information that you're actually looking for.
Wow.
So you say, okay, popular content creators in Malaysia that target the male demographics, their interest is gaming, for example, then a list of influencers that key in all this information will actually come up, and they will give you like a percentage of their followers, their reach, engagement rate, follower count, video views, so all the information that you basically need, and you can just contact them directly.
Wow, this is a great update for digital marketers. How else is this going to change the game?
So other than, you know, being able to relate to their audience, right, and also creating content that people might feel that it's more authentic and reaching to the audience that you actually want to reach, you also can, you know, refine the search of creators, because now it's a lot of hearsay. So you kind of look at a content creator, you're like, ah, I think this might suit, you know, this content creator might suit me, or this YouTuber or, you know, Instagrammer might suit my product. But now, because there's like stats and actual information, actual data, you can actually refine your search. So you know that, okay, this influencer is actually targeting the people that I want to target.
So even small business owners can use this, right? It's for everyone, right?
Yeah, it's for everyone. So at this point, they're still in test phase, so it's still a little bit more limited. So you can only do searches for the content creator's Facebook page at this point. Mm-hmm. But eventually, they will have the audience sizes and all the metrics that, you know, the content creator has placed on their Facebook platform.
Wow, Facebook is really reinventing itself, isn't mm-hmm. it?
They are really trying hard, yeah.
All right, moving on to Instagram, another social media that's very popular with influencers. Mm-hmm. We are finally aware now about how their algorithm works, or at least you are going to explain this to me. Please.
Yes, I think this whole talk about Instagram algorithm is really interesting because there are many speculations before this, and I think Instagram probably got hold of this and decided to clear the air on how they should do it. I mean, in the past, before this, many people were speculating, saying that hey, maybe there's some sort of algorithm hiding things from my followers, which is what somewhat Facebook is doing right now. But Instagram says, no, that's not actually happening. Everything is being displayed as is. However, there are three main factors that Instagram takes into consideration to decide whether they should show or do not show certain things to you. And these are three factors. It's quite a heavy topic, but let's see how we can go from here.
Okay.
But there are three main factors. It's interest, timeliness, and relationship.
Okay, so previously, when you were to go onto Instagram, you basically, your feed, it is, well, arranged or coordinated according to timeline, right?
Exactly.
Like, your most recent posts come out at the top?
Top.
Yeah, and the later post would be at the bottom, right?
Exactly.
So you get to scroll down and you actually get to see everything from the people you follow, correct?
Yes.
But was there any indication of how popular a profile is? Like, if I visited Jan Wong's profile every day, would that make your post come right at the top of my feed?
Actually, no.
No.
So it doesn't happen. It doesn't work like that as with Facebook. In fact, what it looks at is number one, based on what you engaged or liked in the past. So that's related to interest. So this means that if you come and just look at Jen Wong's page and you're not engaging with me, that does not constitute to anything.
Right.
But if you're all actively commenting, you're liking my photos, you're viewing my stories, that actually helps because that kind of indicates your interest towards
engaging,
my profile.
Right, yeah.
Exactly. But now, right now, there's a combination of a few other factors. So engagement is one. Another one, it's also, of course, the timeliness of the post being posted. So you will still see it in a reverse chronological order.
Mm-hmm.
So you still see the latest one above, but again, combined with the interest of engage. So this means that if you haven't been engaging too much with that particular person, even though it's the latest post, you may not see it yet.
Right.
It's somewhere at the bottom, but Instagram decides that not now, maybe later, because that's probably not something you're interested with.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what was the third one?
The third one is relationship. So this one actually looks at how close you are with that particular user. So again, taking me for example, let's say we are always tagged in the same photo. There's always a lot of mentions, direct mentions to you. We have a lot of direct messages shared with one another, and we've been commenting on each other's profile. That will also show Instagram, hey, you may be, because you're close with this particular person, you might want to see more from this user. So it's not just engagement, blatant engagement anymore. It's not just the number of likes, but it also goes deeper to see the type of engagement you are creating with that particular user on Instagram.
Okay, interesting. And understanding Instagram's algorithm, how is this going to help digital marketers better?
Oh, I think this actually helps elevate a lot of misconceptions when it comes to digital marketing, using social media, using Instagram in particular. A few things. For example, number one, right now, it becomes a lot more important for people on Instagram or businesses on Instagram to post a little bit more frequently. Now, if you to do that, you are able to increase the timeliness factor.
Right.
To hopefully encourage more engagement that's going on your particular profile.
Okay. I can also see that more business owners be thinking about how to get more interactive with their customers, because the more interactive they are, then the more their post is going to be visible, right?
Yes, that's right. In fact, the second update on Instagram is a whole barrage of new interactive features launched by Instagram, and there's actually still more to come. We are still seeing more as we speak, but yes, I guess I'll leave that for the next part of the show.
Alright, okay. Well, we'll take a quick break now, but when we come back, like Jan just said, more from Instagram. They've got some interesting updates coming up real soon. Digital marketing updates on Resource Center. We'll be right back in a few. BFM 89.9.
Bringing fresh meaning. BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, this is Resource Centre with me, Audrey Raj. It's the last Tuesday of the month, and that means our friends from Open Minds Resources are in the studio with us for our monthly dose of digital marketing updates. Say hello to co-founder of Open Minds, Jan Wong, and social media consultant at Open Minds, Celine Ting.
Hello.
Okay, right. Where were we on Instagram then, Jen?
Well, right before this, we were just talking about the algorithm on how engagement plays an increasingly more important role when it comes to marketing on Instagram.
Right.
So right now, I'm just going to quickly just go through some of the feature updates on Instagram that is really trying to promote more engagement. I mean, right now on Instagram, there is already quite a number of ways, right? Apart from the liking, tagging, and posting of carousel photos and all that. Then you have stories, which has all these funny fails filters that everybody's posting up right now.
Yeah.
But Instagram is ambitious, and they are really trying to push this a bit further. And there's a whole lot of them. There's, right now, you're able to reshare stories.
Reshare stories.
Exactly.
Okay.
So
they don't expire.
Yeah, they expire as usual, but you're able to reshare it as part of your profile. So if I've seen something you've posted, I think it's cool, I think it's funny, I can just reshare it.
Oh, I see. Yeah, okay,
it's pretty much like
for
Facebook.
For someone else to
see it. Yes, exactly. So that's one interesting way, because I think as of now, there's no one way to share stories. Many people rely on a screenshot and then post it up, but that's where you lose all the animations, all the interactivity element to it. Yeah,
right.
So quite an interesting one. But on top of it, they also have something called the Q&A stickers to allow people to actually ask questions and also receive answers through stories itself. Now, right now, there's the yes or no.
Yes, it's a poll, right?
It's a poll, right? And everybody's actually using the poll. It's quite a popular feature right now. But right now, they're going to extend it to be Q&A. So not only you ask a question and you don't just take yes or no as an answer, but actually written answers to be compiled into a screen for you.
Wow, that would be great for a small business owner who wanted to, you know, test market for a product, right?
Yes, that could be one way. That could be a good way to also ask, solicit short answer feedbacks rather than just yes or no, because yes or no can be a little bit vague when you put it out. There are something called the cinema graphs. Basically, it's a new camera mode to film things in slow motion. So you don't need to rely on a third-party app, switch it over, upload it again, yada, yada. That takes a little bit of time. So now they're just building it directly into your Instagram app.
And I think it's another thing that both Facebook and Instagram are trying to do to encourage more people to use the camera on the apps, correct?
Exactly. And on top, for users, they are also putting something called a usage insight. So this is basically just for users to know more about their time spent on Instagram.
Yeah, we've been talking about this on Enterprise Biz Bytes. It's kind of like, all right, you have been caught up with all your posts, now get off Instagram. But not exactly get off Instagram, because it doesn't go blank after that. They keep showing you posts, but older posts, right?
Yes, that's right. So they just keep cycling through whatever they have, and that's where the algorithm comes in. So if you come in often enough, you always see the most recent, most popular, most engaged posts. But if you go in, I don't know, 10 times, 20 times in a day, then you see the ones that are slightly less engaged, slightly less close to you in that sense.
I see. All right. And how are all these updates going to help digital marketers and business owners?
I think one way, one very obvious way, is that businesses right now has a lot more options to engage. Really, I think Instagram is slowly becoming somewhat like the next Facebook, where you have so many different tools, so many different features that you can play with. And really, it's up to the creativity of business owners to see how they can combine some of these features together.
Yeah.
Whether it's a poll, whether it's a slow motion video, or using the GIFs that everybody loves, to really just create a sense of community, even on Instagram alone.
All right, okay. And moving on from Instagram to, like we discussed earlier,
Pinterest. Yeah.
Well, we haven't actually covered Pinterest in a long time. I've never covered Pinterest on the show with you guys before.
Yeah.
What is new with Pinterest, and why?
Is it here now?
Yeah, exactly.
I think Pinterest is really interesting, although it's a little bit slow in terms of their growth rate. But they're definitely expanding consistently. So I think a lot of people think that Pinterest is trying to become a social media platform. They're trying to be an interactive social media platform. But actually, they're actually trying to go into the more of an e-commerce route.
Right. Okay. Right?
So people, when people see Pinterest or think of Pinterest, they think of inspiration and I want to find something that I like, or an inspiration of how my living room should look like, my bedroom should look like, my wedding, you know, all these kind of things, all exactly. inspirational. And people like to look at it and take inspiration from there and apply it right into their daily living.
Yeah. And people don't use it like they would use other social media exactly. sites like Instagram mm-hmm. or Facebook mm-hmm. or YouTube even, right? Yeah, it's just something completely different.
Yeah. It's very different. You pin things that you like. You can select options of what you want to look for, pin into different categories. So there are many, many options for you to actually pin a whole mood board, you know, for things that you actually want to buy.
Right.
So there, Pinterest is actually coming up with a few other tools and also things for marketers as well to kind of help them and boost this, you know, functionality of Pinterest. So the first one is actually the innovative lens tool.
Mm-hmm.
So it's already currently kind of in the works. So what happens is that the lens tools will be able, you can actually take a photo of an item and Pinterest will be able to detect the item and search it. So if you like a shirt or you like this living room or whatnot, you can take a picture of it and Pinterest will actually detect and kind of find similar items, might not be the same thing, but find similar items that Pinterest has already have, right? There is also a possibility that Pinterest, the lens tool, will actually go into more of an AR route. Mm-hmm. So if you like this item, you click on it, you might actually be able to see it in your home and see how it actually looks like, right? So that way it makes purchasing a lot easier because you can actually see how it fits into your whole setting, your whole idea of how your room should be like. Yeah, so these are the two things that are actually helping marketers and also customers to put with their purchase intent, right?
Purchase intent. So mm-hmm. will there be purchase options?
Okay, so another thing that is quite interesting is actually the advertisers are actually able to put advertisements on Pinterest. We know that. Mm-hmm. But they are actually allowing it to be easier and more interactive. So they are doing a promoted video tool is actually able to take up the entire screen. So instead, so when you scroll through Pinterest on your phone or on your laptop, it's really small.
Yes.
And sometimes you have to like click into it or you cannot see, or it's just too small and people don't like looking at things like that. But when you click on a promoted video tool or when you click on a promoted video, it actually extends now.
Into full screen.
Yeah. So then I think from their stats percentage, actually a lot of people like seeing promoted videos on Pinterest.
Oh.
Yeah, because it's inspirational. People like seeing because it's lifestyle. You know, it applies to them. They're actually looking for things like that and it's relevant to them, right? So for purchase intent, how this helps is basically because you can see all these things in your home now. You can kind of envision it. It makes the purchase intent a lot higher because you can actually, you know, see what it's, you know, how it's like. And it'll grab the customer's attention as well. Right. Mm. So like I said before, you know, people see it as an inspiration platform. People see it as a platform where they look for examples and things that they would like to potentially achieve. Right. So when they see these things in their room, when they use the potential AR tool that might happen, mm-hmm. You know, it just makes it a lot easier for them to be like, hey you know, why not buy it? As for purchasing on Pinterest, there's no updates on that for now.
Because that would be great.
That would be amazing.
Just putting it out there, that would be great.
Pinterest, if you're listening.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's interesting because 90% of the users actually use Pinterest to make a purchase decision.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
So it's just a natural next stage that Pinterest can just slip in and say, hey, click here to buy now.
Yep. Mm.
And why should digital marketers be considering Pinterest as part of their budget?
It's just another option for advertisement. And like we say, it's a better purchase intent. So it's another option for advertisements, a platform for advertisers to go on board. And it's also the lens, and with all the new updates, it actually increases and strengthens the purchase intent of users. So since it's already proven that 90% of people use the app, you know, when they want to make a purchase,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's a, why not try it? You know, give it a try.
Yeah, exactly.
I think what's interesting is that because Pinterest is also very, very visual driven. So for brands that are very much, there's pretty things or they rely a lot on visual to sell, Pinterest can be the next best platform. I mean, many people take really beautiful photos for their brands. They post it on Instagram. They're raising a lot of engagement. That's great. They put it on Facebook. People are liking it, sharing it. That's great and all that. But Pinterest right now can be another alternative platform because that's where people deliberately go into there for inspiration. I mean,
ideas on what they need.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. They don't go to Instagram to just say, oh, let's search this particular hashtag. Some people do, but most of us do it on Pinterest.
Yep.
So if you are also be able to capitalize that crowd over there, that just makes perfect sense.
Exactly. All right. And I think that's a wrap, right, guys? Yep.
Yes, that's
okay,
a wrap.
Okay, that is a wrap for this edition of Digital Marketing Updates. Thank you once again, co-founder of Open Minds, Jan Wong, and social media consultant at OM, Celine Ting. Remember, our friends from Open Minds will be back again the same time next month for another episode of Digital Marketing Updates. But if you missed out on any part of this episode or would like to catch up on some of their previous updates, go download the BFM app, available now on the App Store and on Google Play. And look for Digital Marketing Updates under the Resource Center tab. And also, go check out the cool works by Open Minds. Visit their website, openmindsresources.com. All right, coming up in the next hour, it's Enterprise Biz Bites. Rich Bradbury and gang will be taking you through the 12 o'clock hour all the way until the Breakfast Grill replay at 1 p.m. That's up next. My name is Audrey Raj. Thank you for listening to Resource Center, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.